And the 0-2 pitch is low and outside, ball one. And, you know, so much about this game is about bringing together diverse groups of kids that wouldn't play together otherwise.
And the 1-2 is high and inside, ball two. Didn't go for it that time. Went for the first pitch that was like that.
And, you know, there are a lot of guys out here that are teammates, as BP was saying, you know, earlier last inning, but there are a lot of guys that would never face each other.
And the 2-2 is on the inside corner, and that is strike three. He goes down looking. Didn't necessarily like the call, but he goes back to the dugout with his head held high. Nice to see that.
He's got quite the swagger and the delivery on the mound. Not sure what's going on with that hair. I love it. I really do. But now that summer's coming around here in Charm City, you might want to think about getting that cut.
And here's the pitch. And that is low and gets away from the catcher. And that is ball one.
And up for the West, we have C.J. Kilpatrick out of Mount St. Joseph High School. They are 10-4 on the year over at St. Joe's. So a good start to their season.
And the pitch is on the outside corner for strike one. So far, we've seen Spence has been able to really locate where he needs to be on the plate, on all of the corners, where he needs to be. He's really been... And that is driven down the left field line. And that will be a single, possibly a double. And he smartly stops at first base. And the West have their first base runner of the afternoon.
Now, Kilpatrick really just found some room out in that massive, so it seems, space we have here in left field. It's really interesting to see how, you know, this field for these guys really differs from what they're used to playing on. And you can see here as the East is setting up in the outfield, they are playing very shallow.
And Spence now looking at a very different stance right now. I'm liking it. And that is a pickoff attempt to first, and Kilpatrick is back in there safely. Like you're saying, the dimensions right now of this field here at Camden Yards, 373 in right field, 410 in center, 333 in left. Very different from what they are used to at most high school stadiums.
And for the West, we have Devin Biggers, number one. It's the center fielder out of Academy for College and Career Exploration High School.
And that pitch is swung on and missed. At, like BP was saying last inning, it's a very Tim Lincecum looking pitcher in Spence, and he's got a very Lincecum looking delivery when there's somebody on base.
He doesn't. He has the advantage here, as you just saw, as Bigger swing and misses. It's a lefty on lefty here, and we know that's the usually advantage pitcher.
So we got two strikes now on Biggers, and runner on first, two outs. Here's the pitch. And that is low and outside for a ball. Try to get him to chase. Wasn't going to do it.
We got two outs here in the second inning. Let's see if...
And there's a steal attempt, and he swung on and missed strike three. And that will end the inning. Another strikeout for Spence, who struck out the side in the top of the first. And he keeps it going. In the top of the second inning, two scoreless innings from Spence on the mound. And really, he has not been tested too much except for that one hit by Kilpatrick.
No, he hasn't. He really has not. He's come out with it seems like a confidence and you know, a swagger, as I was saying. Seems like he knows what he's doing up there. You know, an experienced pitcher on the mound. You know, it's not so easy to come into you know, the reigning AL East champ, division champions, and you know, kind of play on their turf a little bit. But as we know, the O's are out on a little road series here. They got about seven games before they return for a series against the Blue Jays and then the Red Sox in a couple weeks. So it's great to have baseball underway again, isn't it?
That's beautiful. Just absolutely fantastic. We actually just got news for the Orioles that second baseman Jonathan Scope is going to be on the DL now. So that's not great news for the Orioles. But this has been a great year of baseball so far. Already been some surprises, and it's looking like a very promising start to the Major League Baseball season. And we didn't know what was going to happen this spring with the weather based on the winter that we had this year. But, you know, the weather just seems right for these kids to get some really solid games in this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's funny. We're already 11 games into a season that's over 160 games. You know, it really is a long, tough, intense season of a lot of traveling, obviously, for these guys. But I think this AL East division will definitely pose a major threat and could, you know, end up throwing a World Series contender out, you know, come October. But let's move into this second inning here and second half here.
Now up at the plate for the East, number four, Malik Elbert.
Elbert out of W.E.B. Du Bois High School.
And that first pitch is a fastball, just missed. Looked like he might have caught the inside corner there, but he just missed, and that's ball one.
He spends some time pitching and as an outfielder.
And that second pitch is in there for strike one.
Not much to him. I'd have to think he gets up and down the bases pretty quickly here. So let's see if he gets on base here, if he elects to stay or not.
And that's just outside ball two. We now have a change of pitcher, actually, and this is Skylar Morris on the mound for the West All-Stars. Nice speedy delivery here. And that pitch is through the catcher and by, and that is ball three. So we have a 3-1 count now on Elbert.
And Skylar Morris is out of the Boys Latin School of Maryland. They have a couple guys featured here today.
And that is strike two. We now have a full count. Boys Latin, a very, very strong athletic school, known a lot for their lacrosse team. And cut on and missed strike three. A nice, nice fastball delivery there. Confident pitch as Elbert goes down swinging for the first out of the inning.
And as of recently, just recently, Skylar Morris was a selection for the 2015 Crab Fest College All-American game. So quite an honor for him, as well as some of his other teammates will also be playing in that game. So, you know, it's a great showcase event, as is the President's Cup, where we are at today.
And catcher Chris Day takes the first pitch for a strike one on the outside corner and fouls off the second pitch. So he is very quickly in an 0-2 hole right now.
And we could be seeing a little change in action here, as looks like
and
out
that
in
is
center
on
field.
The outside corner, strike three. Good pitch.
Looks like out in center field there. We have some West warming up. So let's see if you know, they spread the wealth here today and get everyone involved in the game.
And now up to the plate for the East All-Stars, John McGaugh. And the first pitch he takes high over the plate, and that is ball one.
John McGaugh out of the Friends High School. He's known to be an outfielder.
And the 1-0 pitch is just catching the outside corner, strike one.
Actually, both teams have some pitchers warm up in the outfield, so let's see what the next coming innings bring.
And we have a bunt attempt, and that is fouled back. First bunt attempt of the day. And now McGaugh is in a 1-2 hole, and Morris looks like he could get out of this inning pretty handily. And the pitch, another bunt attempt. Did he hold it? No, he did not. And that is ball two.
Pretty daring by the East coach there, getting the foul ball during the pitch, huh?
And that is low for ball three. Again, looking at the bunt attempt, he has two strikes on him.
You know, he looks like he's a powerful kid, too. Why not hack away?
And 3-2, again, a bunt attempt, and that's fouled off to the right. And a nice catch in the dugout. Glove ready. But since it is fouled off as a bunt attempt.
Interesting.
On a two-strike count.
Very interesting.
That's
here.
A strikeout. So very, very interesting call there from the East coach is bunting a very powerful looking hitter on 2-3 strikes.
I can't explain that one, JT.
All right, and we are going to take a quick break between innings. You are listening to the 2015 Baltimore President's Cup here on WLOY Loyola Radio.